You're listening to KHOL. I'm Kyle Mackey with the local newscast. Teton County District Court Judge Melissa Owens granted a preliminary injunction Wednesday that will continue to block Wyoming's ban on most abortions from going into effect. The order is expected to stay in effect until the final merits of the case are resolved, a process that Owens said during a hearing Tuesday could take about a year. The judge appeared to side with plaintiff arguments that the court could find that the state constitution grants Wyoming citizens the right to make their own healthcare decisions, according to Wildfile. Conservation groups are praising a scientific proposal to protect a large swath of western land that could help restore wolf and beaver populations. Benita Lee of KGNU in Boulder, Colorado, reports for Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
Researchers are recommending the federal government stop using portions of these public lands for grazing so that a wildlife corridor can be established from Washington State down to New Mexico. Scientists say successful reintroductions of wolves and beavers at Yellowstone Park and other wild lands show that these species make ecosystems thrive. Ecologists hope the plan, dubbed the Western Rewilding Network, will help restore streams and reduce drought, wildfires, and other effects of climate change. The paper's authors challenged the Biden administration to create this wildland network as part of his America the Beautiful plan. After taking office, Biden signed an executive order to conserve 30% of U.S. land and water by 2030. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.
Teton interagency fire managers have downgraded the fire danger to moderate for Grand Teton National Park, the Bridger Teton National Forest, and National Elk Refuge. However, officials are urging the public not to let their guard down when it comes to fire risk. There have been 77 illegal and abandoned campfires in the local manager's area this year, all of which pose a risk of starting a large wildfire. While no current restrictions are in place, make sure to fully extinguish any fire you build outside. Finally, Friday, August 12th marks the start of Old Bills giving season in Jackson Hole, one of the most important fundraising periods for local nonprofits, including KHOL. On behalf of the team here at the station, if you value community radio, our independent news coverage, and eclectic mix of music programming, please remember us while you're making your donations this year. Thanks. Kyle Mackey, KHOL News.